patient name James Young, Y-O-U-N-G, date of birth 5/27/50. Date of birth 5/27/50, date of service 2/2/23. This is a 72-year-old male patient here today. Complaint of ongoing cough. He tells me it has gotten progressively worse. It keeps him up through the night, period, new paragraph. No complaint of associated fevers, nausea, vomiting, no chest pain or shortness of breath at this point, but his cough seems to be more concerning to him. Period, new paragraph. Blood pressure 136 over 99, correction, 136 over 69, pulse 76, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, oxygenating at 98% on room air, allergies to penicillin. Current medications in the chart, they are multiple, they are all reviewed. Period, new paragraph. Medical history, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipid. He had a CVA 10 years ago as well. He ambulates well with a walker or a cane. Period, new paragraph. He is using his cane today. Period, new paragraph. Surgical history, negative. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. Period, new paragraph. Labs today include a chest x-ray related to that cough, which did show some very mild but yet interstitial pneumonia. We did a COVID-19 test as well. That was positive. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented. He's well-nourished, well-developed, obese. He interacts well and communicates well through the exam today. He does look tired, period, new paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to late. To ears, no tympanic membrane erythema. Oral pharyngeal area is clear, oral mucosa moist. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2. His pulse rate is 76. He is oxygenating at 98%. Abdomen is obese and non-tender. Period, new paragraph. Revisiting the lungs again, there were a few adventitious sounds on auscultation, more so toward the middle of his chest and on the right. Period, new paragraph. We did the chest x-ray as above. It does show interstitial pneumonitis consistent with COVID. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. COVID-19, he will receive a Rocephin and dexamethasone injections, followed by a Z-Pak and Paxlovid. Period, new paragraph. Cough, Phenergan DM. 5 ml PO 4 times daily PRN. Period, new paragraph. Of specific instructions given to him, I've told him it is very important for him and his wife to watch for a given trend, meaning if he feels that he is getting worse, any type of shortness of breath that he might start exhibiting, to either return to clinic or go to an emergency room immediately for follow-up care. I've reiterated that to them several times, so I'm confident that they understand this. We will call this patient tomorrow to follow up and see how he's doing. They must pick up all of this medication today and start taking it as well. He must stay warm, drink plenty of fluids, keep in his home. He can use a mask in case other people would come by, and he definitely needs to not go out until he recovers from this COVID-19 infection. Period, new paragraph. Once again, ER cautions were presented to him, and we will call him tomorrow for follow-up.